This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's two-day weekend summit at a Swiss alpine resort aimed to find a consensus on how to end the war in Ukraine. Many Western leaders voiced condemnation of Russia's invasion and rejected President Vladimir Putin's demands for parts of Ukraine as a condition for peace, Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
A draft of the final declaration seen by Reuters refers to Russia's invasion as a war, a label Moscow rejects. It calls for Ukraine's control over the Zaporizhia nuclear plant and its Azov seaports to be restored, and for Ukraine's territorial integrity to be respected. But in line with the conference's more modest stated aims, it omitted tougher issues on what a post-war settlement for Ukraine might look like and whether Ukraine could join the NATO alliance. The Kremlin did not rule out future talks with Kyiv, but said guarantees will be needed to ensure the credibility of any negotiations. Whether there will be a follow-up to the summit and where it will be held remained unclear.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Russia's state-funded news channel RT has reported security forces have stormed a detention center in the southern part of the country and killed inmates who had taken two staff members hostage. Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service said in a statement on Sunday the hostages at the pretrial detention center in Rostov-on-Don were uninjured. Muslims across Iraq marked the beginning of Eid al-Adha on Sunday. Eid al-Adha is one of Islam's main, one of two main festivals.